I'm joined by Nadeem Houri from Human Rights Watch, who's been monitoring the situation in Syria from Human Rights Watch's Beirut office. Nadeem, what's the latest you're hearing in from Syria?
The information from key towns such as Daraa and Douma remains difficult to obtain. We managed to finally speak to someone from Douma, someone who lives on the outskirts, so they have cell phone reception, because in the center of the city of Douma, there is no phone reception. And what they told us was yesterday, on Monday, early morning, an estimated 5,000 members of security forces circled the town and went in, knocking, you know, door to door, arresting people. According to this one family, who's saying that three members of their family were detained, they said that they had a list of names that they were looking for and suspected that this was a list of people who had taken part in protests and the like. They reported hearing gunfire around 11 a.m. Yesterday in the morning, but could not confirm casualty rates because they were hiding inside their apartment. The situation in Daraa is even more worrying, but unfortunately, the city remains completely cut off. There's no electricity, no phone, and no internet networks functioning. We know that the Syrian army, with heavy machinery, tanks, and the like, entered the city yesterday morning, on Monday morning. People reported hearing gunshots, but there are no available details at this stage of exactly what's happening. All we have are little short clips that have been posted on YouTube showing the army, shooting on the city and showing as well some youth trying to throw rocks at the advancing tanks. That remains very worrisome, particularly after yesterday's report by Jordanian official Syria had closed its border to Jordan. Daraa is very close to that border. And, you know, at this point, there's actually really no information filtering out, though.
The estimate of the number of deaths since this crackdown began is something like 350. Do you fear it's going to be a lot higher than that?
Well, we fear that if that number has been increasing exponentially. I mean, if you look at what happened just last weekend, between Friday and Saturday, over 100 people were killed, 100 protesters. Now, that's a very, very high number. And so, of course, we're very concerned for what's happening. I mean, the deployment of army in full gear in a city and encircling that city and cutting it off from the outside world is very worrisome. When you know the history in Syria, the painful history in the 1980s, where Hama paid the price, the city of Hama paid a very, very heavy price for its opposition to Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad, president at the time. Of course, we are very worried. And that's why on Sunday, Human Rights Watch issued a call, one, on European countries and the United States to start imposing targeted sanctions on Syria's leadership and anyone found to have participated, ordered, or commanded these attacks and these grave violations of human rights. And secondly, calling on the United Nations to launch an international investigation into these events, because if you hear what the Syrian official media is saying, you would think that there have actually been no protesters that have been killed. So it's very unlikely that Syria's judiciary or any Syrian body would be able to investigate these events. And that's why it's important for the international community to get involved.
Has it been more difficult to get information in the last few days?
Definitely. It's become much harder, particularly in towns like Daraa and Douma. Up until now, while it was hard to physically access these areas, many people were using the internet to communicate, and a number of them were actually still using their cell phones. Now, particularly in Daraa and Douma, we cannot contact the internet. And even Syrian activists sitting in Damascus and other cities are unable to reach these towns and collect information.
Okay, Nadeem, thank you very much.
Thank you.